And so don't rejoice, all right? We had two, now we've got one. And so I know some of you are super pumped about it. I'm just kidding. Take your Bible, go to Matthew chapter number 19 and verse number 26. And I just want to say, there is not a place in the world I'd rather be a part of a church than right here. And you people are incredible. Honestly, your faith is fantastic. The church is aptly named Faith Baptist Church. And because of your faith, we have seen incredible things. I think that 2018 was the best year of Faith Baptist Church history. My prayer, and I believe 2019 will be even better. And incredible things happened this year. I've got a couple of them written down. Major auditorium remodel, okay? That didn't happen without your giving. It didn't happen without your labor. We saw some of that in there. Helped with the beautifying of this building. I did the math this afternoon. You passed out over 30,000 tracts. Over 30,000 in a city this size, that's a large dent. I mean, we still got to work. There's still a lot to be done. But over 30,000 tracts passed out this year. Dozens of people baptized this year. Countless people saved. Bus kids loved. We started a Christian school. So much has happened this year because of your faith. And honestly, I believe, I just want to take just a handful of minutes and encourage you. I've got two thoughts written down. I think I'm just going to stick to the first one this evening. And it's found in Matthew chapter number 19 and verse number 26. It says, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this be impossible, but with God all things are possible." Father, I thank you, God, for being good to us. I thank you for all you've done. We offer right now, Father, in the altar of our heart, all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for anything that's been done this year. Any family that's been strengthened, God, it's a credit to you. Any person that's been saved this year, Father, we give you the credit for that. Those who've been baptized, the lives who've been changed, the folks who've been added to this church, God, I'm thankful, Father, and I want to stop for a moment and publicly acknowledge that none of that is me. All of that is you. And you are a good God who deserves all the credit because you do good things. And I pray, Father, that in these few moments as we close the service tonight, that our hearts would be full. Father, after watching that video, I hope that everyone's heart is encouraged about what God did and then holding on to what you'll do. I pray, Father, your blessing upon this in Jesus' name. Amen. One thought. All right. I've got two. I'll give you one. We need to, as a church, just the musings of my heart this afternoon about Vision Sunday, about what we're going to be doing this year. And the thing I want to focus in on this evening is that, yes, each and every one of us need to stop for a moment and thank God for what he's done. Thank God for the past, while at the same time believing him for the future. I know there's nothing earth-shattering. I think we understand that watching a video like this, that there are things that each and every one of us can look back on this year and say, man, God, you're good. And there's so many of them. And I think that in light of the fact that Faith Baptist Church is turning 30 years old, there are a lot of things we could look back on and look all the way back 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and look back and say, man, you know, when we first got here, praise God for the young adult Sunday school class, or years and years before that, thank God for the modulars and the floor didn't fall through, things of that nature. We can all look back on the past, and if you're in the service of God in any stretch, there's something he's done that it was only him. And we should thank God for that. We should believe that God gets all the credit and everything that is good and everything that was done, that someone's life was affected and someone's life was changed. We should be thankful for that. However, we should not stay there. We should be looking forward to the things that God would do. And I'm just going to shut my notes. I don't want that to affect your attention with me. I don't want it to affect my attention. But here's my desire for each and every one of us. As we look forward to 2019, we ought to believe that God is going to do more things than he's ever done in our church history. And there are not many of in our church, but I think that there are still a handful of folks who are holding on to the greatest days used to be. And that's not the case. And it's not because of me, it's not because of anybody else, it's because of God. God has a plan for us in the future. God has more for us to do. And while we look at all the incredible blessings of God, I mean, there are so many blessings to celebrate for what God has done in our church. In the last 30 years, in the last 4 years, all of those things are good, but none of those things carry over into this next year. What God has done, he is not guaranteeing us that he'll continue to do them. The blessings of God, the power of God, the presence of God, souls being saved, lives being changed. I look out across this room and I see folks who are brand new this year. You joined the church this year. This is your first year as a part of our family. And I look at some of those videos and I see you serving. I look in those videos and I see people who were saved the year before are now leading ministries. That's an incredible thing. But if we get stuck on that, that doesn't keep happening. If we get stuck on, well, it used to be this way, and there were so many this, and man, this last year was so great, but this next year, it can't be any better. The reality is God has given us so many blessings, but there's still so much land to be occupied. I'm thankful for this property, right? Thank God we're not in a tent anymore. Thank God we get nice, warm air conditioning and heating and all of that. I'm thankful for all that. But when I come to this property every single day, I look out at that field and I think God wants to do more. That field is a bit of a scourge on my heart. Every time I come in, I see it and I feel like we are not where we should be. Thank God we're not maybe where we were. We've grown and God's prospered the ministry and things have happened and souls have been saved and families have been added, and thank God for that. But if we stop now, we are not where we should be. We are not where God wants us to be. And the same thing is true for your own Christian life. Look back on this year, this past year and years gone by, and say, look what God did. Great. There's a reason and there's a time to stop and praise God for that. But if you get stuck there, if you get stuck on, well, I used to teach, I used to be a Sunday school teacher, God used to do this in my life, I used to read my Bible, then you are stuck and you are not going forward at all. The Christian life and a church, I believe, is not like a vehicle. A vehicle can go forward and go backwards. I think the church, we're talking momentum here. I think the church is more associated to like an airplane. If it's not moving forward, then it is going to fall. Planes can't fly backwards. It constantly has to be moving forward, up and down. There has to be momentum in a church or it dies. If we're stuck on the fact that, man, look at all the people that got saved last year. I'm not saying don't rejoice. I'm saying don't count on it. I'm saying that is not good enough for tomorrow. Yesterday's manna is not good enough for today. And we see that principle play out in the Bible, where you can gather only enough for today, but tomorrow you're going to have to do it again. And so I hope 2018 was the best year you ever had soul winning. I hope that maybe 2018 was the year you led your first soul to Christ. I hope that maybe 2018 was the first time you had someone saved and baptized that you had dealt with. I hope that's the case. But 2019, there's still people to reach. It's not, it starts all over again. There's more people to reach. There's more families to baptize. There's more people to instruct and teach the Word of God. There is so much more to do. And I don't say that to overwhelm you. I say that to encourage you, because we can clearly see that God is able. There's no doubt in my mind. God is able to call people from our ministry into full-time service. God is able to see people saved. God is able to build His church. God is able to knock out walls. God is able to raise money for all the things that He calls us to. He's able to do that. But just because He did it once doesn't mean we can sit back, rejoice over that, and do nothing for the future. We are always one generation away from extinction. We are always one year away from declining. I can say, having pastored not for the longest of time, but for the last 4 years, not every season we're rocketing up. But I think that overall, a church should be moving up. And our church has been doing that. But just because we've had momentum doesn't mean we'll have momentum. Just because we have open vision doesn't mean we're going to continue to have open vision. In fact, in one of the verses I was going to read tonight in Lamentations, one of the judgments on the people of Israel is that the leaders, the prophets, would go to God and He wouldn't give them vision. God wouldn't speak to the man of God. God wouldn't speak to the leader of that of those people because it was His judgment on the people. My hope and my prayer is that God would continue to give us, each of us, me as your pastor, fresh vision for 2019. I hope that each of you have fresh vision for your family, fresh vision for your children, for your relationships, for your finances, all the areas that fit in. But just because 2018 God blessed and God took care of you doesn't guarantee that He's going to keep doing that. That requires obedience. We talked about it in teen class. This day I've set before you a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey and a curse if you disobey. And so I just want to challenge you as we close, and I'll close my Bible now. I really, in my heart, I think God is going to do something great this year. I believe that. I have enjoyed so much my time in prayer, my time in study, my time in preparation for this evening and for this week. I'm sure it probably doesn't seem like I'm prepared, but I am. It's been such a wonderful time praying and walking with God for this day, believing God for 2019. But it's not just my job. It's not just my job to believe that God's going to do something great. Because when March comes around and we've got to give, when we believe that God will do it, if we will give, we've all got to give. We've all got to be in on that. When we believe that God will do something great here or prosper and grow our school, we've got to believe God for that. We've got to do it together. We've got to go forward. Because, yeah, look at all He's done. And because we can trust Him for that and we can rejoice in that, doesn't mean it's a free ride in 2019. But I believe if we'll stay yielded, I believe if we'll stay humble, we'll stand on the other end of 19, just like we did 18, and look back and say, you know what? With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I mean, we could have, this is crazy talk, but I know if God wanted it, we could have that building built this year. It's not in my projection. It's not in what maybe I think God would do, but I know without a doubt, if we'll believe Him, if a handful of us would get real on fire for God and begin to pull people out of the flames of hell and get them into the baptistry waters and get them into a Sunday school class and begin to train them and teach them and send them back, in a short matter of time, we could reach this community for Christ. There's just so much more work to do. And it's not a matter of we need those who are working to do more. We need those who are not working to do. Years ago, I preached a message. It's always stuck with me. All of us, all in. You remember what it is? All the way. All of us, all in, all the way. 2019 can be the best year in our church's history if all of us would get all the way in until Jesus comes back. Because this morning, this tent is not where we stay. This life, these treasures, the castles you're building in the sand do not last forever, but eternity does. And if we will live with those things in mind, recognizing that He's done it in the past, He can do it again, but that does not guarantee that the blessings of God will be on our life. That's going to take a constant relationship and a constant praying and trusting that God will do it and believing and asking that He will. And so I challenge you, Faith Baptist Church. Man, it's so encouraging to see the faith of our people in a video and know that I get to serve the greatest people in the world. But as we go forward, there is more work to be done. The blessings of God are great, but the greatest days are not behind us. The greatest days are yet ahead. So let's pray. Father,